In modern medicine, the mind and body typically stay on two separate tracks, but it's hard to maintain physical health while suffering from mental conditions. So Medicaid programs, which insure low-income people, have been experimenting with how to blend caring for the physical and mental needs of patients with the hope that it might also save money. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
John Pointer of Clarksville has more health problems than he can even recall.
Well, memory is one of them.
He's currently recovering from his second hip replacement related to his dwarfism. He gets around with a walker covered in keychains from everywhere he's been.
Yeah, I've been to Atlanta, Virginia.
He's also diabetic and in a constant struggle to moderate his blood sugar, hence the mid-interview Coke. But most of his challenges revolve around one destructive behavior, drinking, and not sodas.
I stayed so drunk, I didn't even know what health was.
Now, that didn't mean he wasn't using the healthcare system, and whether it was a car wreck or a glucose spike, he was going to the emergency room, where everything is more expensive. Tennessee's Medicaid program has more than 100,000 patients in similar circumstances to Pointer. Their behavioral health condition might be manageable, like addiction or bipolar disorder, but it's holding back their physical health, or vice versa.
They're high-use patients. They're not necessarily high-need patients.
Roger Cathal says they end up consuming way more care than they need, essentially wasting everyone's time. He's a psychiatrist and an internist who consults with hospitals and health plans trying to integrate mental and physical care. And that's much harder than it sounds because usually two different insurers pay the bills. But Cathal says someone's hypertension will never be under control if their mental state is going to keep them from taking the necessary medication.
And so essentially they don't get better either behaviorally or medically because their untreated behavioral health illness continues to prevent them from following through on the medical recommendations.
And that's why Medicaid programs are starting to encourage coordination of care in a new way. John Pointer now has it all on a calendar that hangs on his wall.
Okay, this is my daily plan, my guide, my roadmap.
So who is this Valerie person who keeps showing up on your calendar here?
Yeah, okay. She's my main backbone.
Yeah, I'm Valerie Klein. I am an integrated care manager at Centerstone, so I help with care coordination and managing physical health concerns of our clients.
Centerstone is one of the largest mental health clinic chains in the South, and this role is new for Klein, who's trained as a caseworker. Instead of just making sure Pointer shows up to counseling sessions, now she's also making sure he gets to his diabetes specialist. She even helped Pointer schedule a recent surgery and his physical rehab. And she knows his medications better than he does.
You know, we don't really get taught about hypertension and hyperlipidemia. But then when we look at the big picture, we realize that if we're helping them improve their physical health, even if it's just making sure they got to their appointments, then we're helping them improve their emotional health as well. I don't know why we didn't ever realize that looking at the whole person made a difference.
Money has helped inspire the change of thinking. Tennessee's Medicaid program, known as TennCare, started offering sizable incentive payments for this kind of coordination 2 years ago. The agency paid out nearly $7 million in bonuses the first year. And that's because studies show the teamwork could end up saving TennCare up to hundreds of dollars a month per patient. But Mandy Ryan, director of innovation at Centerstone, says it's also about saving lives. Studies show that patients with mental and physical health problems tend to die young.
And they're not dying from a behavioral health, but they're dying from preventative physical health. And so that's really where we started to focus on how can we look at this whole person.
It's too early to say whether the program is improving health or saving money, but already TennCare is seeing fewer visits to emergency rooms, which is a start. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.